If you're opening a hotel in a developing world country, in particular one that's new to tourism, then it's important to have strong corporate social responsibility, or CSR, and ensure that you're contributing to the local area and its people. Sven Tuna is the executive assistant manager at the Novotel Inle Lake in Myanmar, where they have a number of CSR projects.
In Inle Lake, we are working very close with the local communities. One of our very important projects would be a contribution that we make by leftover soap, working with Brother Phyllis School, which is an orphanage. We collect the soap that has been left by our guests and we bring it to the orphanage. At that point, they clean the soap. We provide it with a machine that molds the soap and they can sell it back again. They wrap it in Shan paper and they sell it back again. So this is a way how they can have some supplementary income to survive. Another project that we are doing is collecting plastic bottles that we are using in the rooms. So we don't use glass but plastic bottles. And these plastic bottles are being collected on a regular basis and brought to another orphanage school, where they make a library. So these bottles are being collected. We bring a team of our life geniuses. That's how our staff is called. No staff, but life geniuses. We bring it to these schools and we help them to build a library made out of plastic bottles.
Now, plastic's actually quite a big issue, I've noticed, all over Myanmar. People seem to use a lot of it, and there seems to be a lot of it lying around.
Well, actually, I'm happy that you mentioned that, because it's not only bottles from the hotel that we are using. We also use bottles that we find along the road. So our life geniuses, together with these schools, working together to have the area a little bit more cleaned up.
And do you know much about what happens to the waste in Myanmar, or particularly in Inle Lake? I mean, where does that waste go?
For the hotel, we are working close with the government, and they pick up all the garbage once or twice in high season. Twice in high season they pick it up, and they do their own sorting. It would be amazing how people are really using things that we throw away. For people living on the lake, living alongside the lake, they just burn their own garbage.
Now, obviously, with people living literally on the water, the wastewater that you produce here at the hotel, that must be a real issue, because the last thing you want to do is pollute the lake, which is, of course, the living of the people who are here. What do you do with that wastewater?
Actually, we contribute with our program Acting Here, which was used to call Planet 21. So all aqua properties here around the lake are purifying the water to a certain extent. So every single villa that we have over here has its own biotank. So which means all the sewer is going into the biotank. In the biotank, we have plates of active algae that are working the water before we flush it into the lake.
So it goes in completely clean at that point?
Yes, as much as it can get, of course. Another thing is the usage of our chemicals is biodegradable. So that's why it's not always that easy and that cheap, actually, to clean as you normally would do in the big cities. But then again, it is a choice to build a property on a lake and to contribute to the maintenance and the cleanliness of the lake.
Do you think that tourists themselves need to get their heads around the fact maybe that towels won't be quite as white and sheets and things like that? And it's almost that it's partly our fault for demanding that, and we should be a little bit more relaxed about the look of things, because that would help the environment.
You have a very serious point in that one. Yes, correct. That's why we try to sensibilize our guests with the small notes that are in the bathroom. We take care for nature. We plant trees when you reuse your towels. So this is one of the things that we contribute in. That's actually why our towels don't smell like chlorine. So it's a good thing that we don't use chlorine, because in most of big hotels, your towels don't really smell fresh. And here they smell fresh.
That's Sven Tune from the Novotel Inle Lake in Myanmar. For more information, see accorhotels.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle and personal growth experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.